The Supreme Court has reversed a 15-year jail term handed to one Eric Asante by Tamale High Court for allegedly defiling and impregnating a 14-year-old girl who was then his student at Nuhini Presby Junior High School. The five-member panel of judges presided over by Justice Enin Yeboa acquitted and discharged the accused, since the DNA test conducted proved that Eric is not responsible for the pregnancy. The court was also of a view that the alleged victim did not tell the court the truth. The court has, however, asked Eric Asante to apply for compensation. In an interview with the media, Mr. Asante said his lawyer will take charge of the application for compensation. He also pleaded with the AG to pursue the matter to find the actual culprit.
Mr. Asante, who was granted bail by the Supreme Court in September 2012 based on good conduct after serving two-thirds of his jail term, was found guilty on 6th September 2005 and sentenced to 15 years imprisonment with hard labor. According to the Supreme Court, the ruling on an appeal he filed against his conviction stated that the sentence of the teacher could not hold because there were a lot of inaccuracies in the evidence provided by the prosecution. Mr. Asante, who had always maintained his innocence, filed an appeal at the Court of Appeal in October 2006, but it was dismissed. He then proceeded to the Supreme Court in 2012, where the court ordered for a DNA test to be conducted on the baby. Although the court gave them a period of 8 weeks within which the test should be conducted, the family refused to bring the child to Accra as ordered by the court. Months after the order, the baby was finally brought to Accra for the test. The results showed that the teacher was not the biological father of the baby. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Asante said his lawyer would take charge of the application for compensation. He also pleaded with the AG to pursue the matter to find the actual culprit.